De anorexia nervosa. That's right. I'm calling you out. Hear your name loud and clear. This is my notes letter. I'm done with you. I'm tossing you out. Pack your things and leave. My body is a temple, and you're no longer welcome it here. My consequences is clear, and I'm finally picking the shots of my life. The ones you left in a shattered mess on the floor. I'm cleaning up these broken pieces while finally scrapping away the day wasted. The countless hours spent lying on the bathroom floor. Door locked, water running, heart pounding. Just you and I. Here's where you began to teach me your rituals. Here I went, even after I had scrubbed all the butter of my bread, just as you said, and bounced my legs up and down. Like the sprawled pattern of popcorn kernels as they dance over the hot heat. My legs emitted the popcorn I wasn't allowed to have, let alone touch to my lip. These sacrifices were not nearly enough. More had to be done to the reach there and a table in goal. These are the truth I was too blind to see. These are the sick things you have done to me. You made me the kind of person I never imagined I would be. You made me lie to the ones I love, and because of you I grow even more detached from myself. Slowly but surely, everything else faded. So easily into the distance, you were now placed front and center. Come to me, I will guide you, I will fix you. Do just as I say, and one day you too can become hollow. Pure and positively hollow, you whisper it. Purely and holinessly, I still like it. But hollow I was as I barely made it through school. No thanks to you, my head spinning, breathing deep, stomach pain, I'm keeled over. But I'm just fine, always fine. You made me out along with the sad excuses for my quiet rumbling abyss of stomach. What I did to manage to eat, you made me get rid of them most immediately, as if I was going to inflict right then and there. The food mother so lovingly prepared was quickly expired, often all was blamed all for the fabrication of my state. There will be an order of numbering and numbering with a big heaping side of shame coming right up. Haha, get it. Coming up instead you feed me with little chance of motivation. Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. The girl who skips dinner wakes up thinner. You're not a dog. Don't you reward yourself with food. You laid me to the point that we're threatened with a hospital bracelet. I smiled at the mere challenge, who's seeking other people must have thoughts. They were undoubtedly right. I was sick. I looked in the mirror, drowning in my own thoughts and skin, staring gloated eyes at the mess I was in, single tear and faded grin. I was overwhelmed. At the sight of my skin, I was plainly smart, top of my class in fact. But I had just googled how many colors were in a gym. Toothpaste, Advil, even. What had you done to me? What it truly was, no one would have believed it had become a ghost of my former self, a more shadow of the happy, go lucky girl I once was. All for what? Finn? All for the look? The whispers? The compliments? Was it really worth it? Somehow I thought it was. I lost my hair, my hummer flitted, and the smile that everyone loved so dearly, and disappeared. But I was skinny, right? Dying, maybe happy, hardly when I was skinny, happiness would come. Funny how that played up. Or in fact, it didn't.